Today, I'm talking about globalized payments. If you're an outsourcing supplier, or you're a client needing to pay your offshore and outsource team, or you're involved in e-commerce or any kind of globalized trade, then you should listen to this episode. You want to make and receive payments as simply and cost-effectively as possible with as little friction as possible. So today I'm talking to Miguel Warren. He is the VP and Southeast Asia Head of Payoneer. This isn't an infomercial. This is something that I think you should all know about. It's about simplifying your globalized payment processes and having them work for you as cheaply and conveniently as possible. This is episode number 273. If you want any of the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/273. I really enjoyed this conversation. I certainly learned a lot, and I hope you also enjoy it. This podcast is brought to you by Payoneer, the leading global B2B payment solution for the outsourcing industry. If you're a BPO or freelancer or have outsourced staffing, then Payoneer makes sending and receiving international payments super simple, quick, secure, and of course, low cost. They have some fantastic features which have been designed specifically for the needs of this industry. You can easily manage payments between your clients, staff, and suppliers across multiple currencies and international bank accounts. Payoneer help make outsourcing easy, so consider them now. And if your BPO, clients, or suppliers aren't already using Payoneer, then ask them why not. For a limited time, Payoneer is offering a $50 bonus if you sign up now. So go to register.payoneer.com/OA or go to our website and we will have links there. Hi and welcome back, everybody. Today I'm joined by Miguel Warren. He is the VP and Southeast Asia Regional Head of Payoneer. Hi, Miguel. How are you?
Cheers, Derek. I'm doing well, thanks.
Firstly, I just want to talk about the recent Payoneer event, the Manila Forum that you hosted in Manila, of course. Can you just start by explaining what this event is and why is Payoneer so invested into the outsourcing industry?
Sure. And first off, Derek, it's a pleasure to be on your show. The recent event is a Payoneer Forum, which is one of the things that we do in dozens of cities all over the world, where we bring together subject matter experts, we bring together customers, and we bring together people that are interested in all sorts of different business-related topics. This one in particular was very focused on building a successful global outsourcing business. We actually are very, very keen to continue to help grow the overall outsourcing market in the Philippines, all the way from the large businesses to even the small and emerging businesses, right? So when you think about outsourcing, providing services to either individuals or companies in the West, you don't normally think about an individual, right? But actually, freelancers are providing outsourcing services to many customers in the US, in Europe, in Australia. And the event itself was meant to really gather a lot of these freelancers and SME BPOs, put them together with industry experts such as yourself. We also had guests from the IBPAP, which is the local industry body for outsourcing. We had speakers that owned outsourcing businesses who gave tips, advice, and strategies on how to continue to grow your business. And Payoneer also talked a little bit about how our product can help enable freelancers and SME BPOs to go global.
Yeah, and you know, this is what I sort of try and reiterate to prospective clients out there in the West. Sometimes they think that, you know, people are sitting in grass huts and there isn't a lot of sophistication to this industry, but really the inertia behind this industry, the focus on building this industry and supporting this industry is incredible, isn't it? Everything, as you mentioned, from government agencies, non-governmental agencies, and then of course Payoneer, and you know, there's incredible structural support that is helping build this industry. And especially, as you say, it's a full life cycle from the freelancers as they build into agencies and as they then build into BPOs and of course, sort of further up the food chain a little bit, there's the enterprise BPOs and really sophisticated operations.
Oh, for sure, and I couldn't agree more. Right, when I think about what the DICT, the Department of Information and Communication Technology, has done with programs like the Rural Impact Sourcing Program. Right, so these sorts of initiatives by government pull in stakeholders, also from the private sector, really looking at developing next wave cities all over the Philippines, and basically fostering the growth of rural BPOs, if that's what you want to call them, right? And we've seen some really, really amazing success stories where people have gone from, being an individual freelancer that's earning on Upwork or Fiverr or freelancer.com, and then starting to build out an agency, and then starting to actually put physical centers all over the Philippines, and continue to grow their business, right? So one particular example, Leif Margalios, he's based in Iloilo. He has a company called Virtual Workforce Professionals. They actually have more than 700 people in 9 centers all across the Philippines. He started out as a freelancer. He still works with many customers on marketplace platforms, and he still now is starting to bring in more direct customers. And when you think about his trajectory, and you think about what he's doing also to kind of help create that next wave or that next generation of Filipino entrepreneur and freelancer, the mindset is now less about freelance and more about SME and more about BPO.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are incredible success stories, aren't they? I mean, anywhere around the world, and there's also a concept of impact sourcing where, you're not only outsourcing, offshoring, but you're having a positive impact where you're giving people jobs in the regions where previously they might not have opportunities. And as you mentioned, Leif, who I, was honored to have met when I was down in Iloilo, incredible success stories to build these into, I mean, they're now huge organizations, aren't they? It's good for the Philippines, but also it's good for the entire world because they're able to access highly skilled resources for really high affordability.
Absolutely. And when I think about sort of you mentioned, right, about the social impact of it, right? Impact sourcing, right? It has also a lot of other ripple effects, right? So aside from the fact that more business and more industry is developed outside Metro Manila, the capital, right? Basically, there's more investment in infrastructure, which the government is looking to put in place, and this will spur all sorts of other benefits in terms of how these next wave cities will continue to develop as they look internationally to be able to further expand that the coverage of that Filipino talent that you mentioned, right? And for me, this is a point of pride, of course, but it's also a recognition that globally we need to start looking at providing higher value services, because that's the flip side of it, right? The flip side is that yes, the Philippines could be viewed as a good global destination for low cost services, but we're also really looking at continuing to encourage the provision of higher value services, whether it's IT development services or more tech-related skills, software development, many, many other things which the Philippines could potentially provide to the West and to obviously Europe and Australia.
Yeah, and it's ironic, and the industry is somewhat polarized in that, the big figurehead brands, the big BPOs with 10,000, 40,000, 50,000 staff, they're very much one end of the spectrum. But probably the reality is that the highest touch point that the average small and medium-sized business owner has is with the freelancers, it's with the virtual assistants, and it's with, Leif would have started on these platforms, and it's with those people that are actually, flying the flag for the country. They're doing great work, and then they're, taking on more roles, they're taking on higher skilled roles, and then, you know, they're literally running Western businesses from the provinces of the Philippines. And it's incredible to see that. I think just naturally they're climbing the skill ladder, because there's not a lot of small and medium-sized businesses that are really interested in the mundane jobs and the highly repetitious jobs. They actually want the programming, the coders, the designers, the marketers, and all that sort of stuff. So it's really a fascinating kind of evolution of these skills and these businesses.
For sure. And again, right, I think that this is really the product of the day and age where we are, right? When you think about how the internet has connected everybody and how easy it is now to be connected and do business internationally, it's basically leveled the playing field, right? So when you think about what it used to entail to be able to service international clients, you needed to have a big investment in infrastructure. You needed to have, you know, a lot of people. You needed to be able to kind of, you know, build your brand the traditional way. But now with the internet, with the advent of the digital economy, it's never been easier to go global, right? It's now much easier to connect directly with people. It's leveled the playing field. And I think leveling that playing field has kind of enabled the individual freelancers and the SMEs and given them almost an advantage over the larger enterprises.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one of my passion subjects as well, is it's globalization, isn't it? And I think ultimately we're moving faster and closer towards one marketplace in terms of selling your goods, but also one marketplace in terms of sourcing your resources, your staffing, your skills. And, you know, as the friction is reduced in terms of globalization, as you say, then that will make it easier for everyone to act within one marketplace. So going back to the beginning a little bit, and I do want to talk about Payoneer here. What is Payoneer, and how does it fit so well with the needs of this industry then? This podcast is brought to you by Outsource Accelerator. We are the world's leading outsourcing marketplace and advisory. We help big and small businesses with their outsourcing needs, and we can help you too. We cover everything from business and staffing strategy, optimal outsourcing structures, implementations, and fully managed services. If you're already outsourcing, about to start, or somewhere in between, then we can ensure that you get the best from outsourcing. That's the best prices, best terms, and of course, the best results from your outsourcing practices. We list over 700 outsourcing suppliers on our website, host this leading outsourcing podcast, and have over 5,000 pages of content. Because we span the entire market, we can ensure that you get the best deal possible. We offer everything from light brokerage, co-managed services, through to fully managed solutions. Get in touch today. Visit us at outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Mention that you're a podcast listener, and we will give you special attention plus a 10% discount. This is for a limited time only. Go to outsourceaccelerator.com/quote.
So, what you mentioned just now about friction, right? Because indeed, as we start to become more connected, and as it's easier to really do business across borders, you know, payments is typically something where there's still a lot of friction, because it's based on very traditional cross-border methods, right? So Payoneer is a global cross-border payments platform that basically serves businesses of all sizes and helps them to pay and get paid internationally as easy as they do locally. And the company has been around since 2005. It's based out of New York. We opened an office in the Philippines in 2016 and have seen triple-digit growth since then. And we've also seen our platform meaningfully evolve from a payments platform to really what I'd like to call a commerce enablement platform, right? So we help businesses of all sizes either collect funds from global marketplaces. And we mentioned some of those earlier, right? So there are the Upworks, the Fivers, and the freelancer.coms of this world. But also from direct international clients, if you're doing business in many of these Western countries. And then Payoneer allows you to hold the funds and then transact in your local currency in a very, very cost-effective way, reducing the friction and providing a lot of additional value-added services that help these businesses continue to grow and continue to scale.
Yeah, and it's fascinating, isn't it? Because I mean, you're a fintech, you're really at the forefront of the future of work in a way. You know, you mentioned platforms, you mentioned globalization, reducing all of the friction in interacting globally. And I suppose a short anecdote of when I started in one of my previous businesses, I tried to get a credit card payment gateway set up. This was about sort of 10, 12 years ago. And, you know, back then it wasn't so normal. And we actually had to, well, they were proposing a $250,000 deposit just to be able to accept a Visa and MasterCard. You know, and I think this is a nod to how far the industries have now come and how this friction is being sort of wiped out. It's just incredible. And that's exactly what Payoneer focuses on, isn't it? It's enabling people to do commerce globally, between themselves, but also across all of these platforms.
Absolutely right. And again, just going back to some of the terms that you used about reducing the friction, and I mentioned earlier about leveling the playing field, right? So the example that you used, I mean, this is still the reality of many small businesses, right? If they want to accept card payments, they're going to have to fill in stacks of forms. The customer experience is not very good. It takes a very long time for a small business to be able to receive card payments, right? So what we've tried to do, Payoneer, as you say, a fintech, and as a global platform, we're really trying to improve the customer experience to make it seamless, to make it digital, and to make it much, much easier to start focusing on the business, right? Rather than focusing on how to get paid.
And where do you see, you know, where are you involved exactly? Because you're involved in these the platforms like the Upwork and Freelancer, and you know, every day we see new platforms like Shopify and these, you know, the different sort of plugins, and then of course you have the BPOs, and then of course on the other side of that you have the client side. They're maybe in the US somewhere figuring out how to pay these people that they've just employed. Where do you see all of this? You know, you've got a bird's eye view. You're based in Southeast Asia. This is an incredible melting pot and, you know, huge sort of growth rates economically. Where do you see all of this going? Is it ever expanding?
So, first off, you were asking like where we're involved and what we see, and actually the answer is all of the above, right? So Payoneer works with tens of thousands of leading digital brands, whether they are in the services space or the e-commerce space, the vacation rental space, or even in affiliate marketing and digital advertising. We partner with many of these leading global brands to help them pay out to all of their freelancers, sellers, publishers, and merchants, right? And then on the client side, and then also on the receiving side, we allow the freelancer, merchant, or company to basically receive funds directly from clients. And we also provide a new platform for the small business, for example, in the US, who wants to pay his freelancers in the Philippines, a way to conveniently do that through multiple payment methods. And as we start to see trade increase, not just between the small businesses in the US and in the Philippines, but also from other countries like Australia, like Europe, right? And even within Southeast Asia, I think that the sky's the limit in terms of how this industry will continue to evolve. I think that the focus really does need to be on the experience and on the customer, right? Because if you can solve that, And if you can be very, very customer centric, I think the business is going to thrive as a result.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is stuff that when I was embarking on sort of globalized trade, maybe 15 years ago, it's a major concern. You're really scratching your head as to how you sort of get around these hurdles and solve all these things. Whereas Payoneer, I think, is you're one centralized platform, and you deal with all the sort of complicating factors. And then for each party, it's really just a seamless transaction, and it's all happening within one portal. And you know, it just removes all of that consideration and just allows people to basically concentrate on their business, yeah, on actually what they're doing.
Right. Right. And again, just to add one more thing there, really. And as you said, right, when you're contemplating globalization, you're looking at all these complicated ways to do business, to get paid or to pay. And then you look at many different providers and many different types of the providers, whether it's traditional or whether it's fintech or more modern. At the end of the day, as I always kind of talk to my team and to our customers, I really do feel that, Payoneer is in the business of trust, right? So we are looking to bridge the trust gap between the sender and the receiver. We are really looking to improve the user experience so that trust is retained, right? And since we are licensed in many, many different countries globally, we're also very, very focused on complying to local regulations. And this is very important when it comes to payments and payment systems, right?
Absolutely. That's it, isn't it? With all of this, there's so much under the bonnet, or, you know, happening underneath, and, you know, the duck's legs are swimming really fast and the duck is calm on the surface. It's business is so much like that, isn't it? And, you know, you really don't want to get into the weeds of all this complicated stuff if it's not your core business. But it's
indeed
so important to be compliant and to be on the right side of all of this regulation.
Absolutely. 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 Because I think that's really the mark that kind of sets that transition between an individual and then a small business. That's that next hurdle, right? How do you now comply? How do you now deal with taxes and with, you know, registration and all these things, you know, in a professional manner, in a compliant manner? Payoneer is also looking to provide many other value-added services to help small businesses kind of take that next level. Right.
And so, you know, I'm in the thick of outsourcing. Obviously, I'm a massive proponent of the industry. My belief is that there's another 30 to 40 million jobs that are going to be offshored, which I think is a win-win for everyone involved. This isn't something to be nihilistic or concerned about. I think this is going to, you know, boost everybody's economy and businesses. And, you know, I see Payoneer as being at the forefront of this globalized movement. But it still amazes me, you know, when I get in contact with prospective clients in the West, be it in the US or the UK, they're still sort of blissfully unaware of the opportunities of outsourcing of these globalized marketplaces. You have more of a bird's eye view than me, and certainly Payoneer does as a company. Do you see the sort of trend growing, or is it just because I'm in a little pocket in the corner where it seems ubiquitous? Where do you see this globalized thing currently?
So first off, I agree with you. I definitely think that kind of sky's the limit. I do remember reading some of the content that you have on Outsource Accelerator, and really seeing the relatively small percentage of SMEs that are from the West that are outsourcing right now to the Philippines and to other countries. You know, I actually think that as more people start to connect digitally, then some of these barriers to kind of doing trade cross-border will start to come down, right? When you look at what these platforms like Upwork and Fiverr and Freelancer have been able to do, is they've actually been able to establish kind of like a trusted intermediary model where it kind of connects both the buyer of the service and the seller of the service, right? Despite the massive growth of these platforms, there is still a long way to go in terms of, some kind of, whether it's a global marketplace or a global kind of, bridging of trust platform, that I don't know, we could start to see in the years to come. For me, it is really about working on both sides of the equation, right? So working with the receivers to kind of help them see the new opportunities, but also working with the sender side. So whether it's the payment or the platform, helping to connect, sharing with them information that we have about the market and the industry, and in some cases, even potentially making introductions, right? So as we start to build this kind of momentum, then we start to see these network and ripple effects that should hopefully propel the industry for many years to come.
Yeah, it's so exciting, isn't it? And I think everyone benefits as we move more towards one globalized economy. Really super exciting. So Miguel, I super appreciate your time, and I want to get you back so that we can deep dive into Payoneer's features and exactly what it does and how it can help businesses thrive. But in the meantime, if anyone wants to learn more about Payoneer or find out about what you do, how can they get in touch?
Oh, cheers. First off, thank you so much, Derek. Always a pleasure to chat with you. So if anyone would like to learn more about Payoneer and how we can empower both the sending and receiving side of outsourcing, please go to payoneer.com. We're also on Facebook and LinkedIn and all the major social platforms. We have offices all over Southeast Asia. And, I myself, you can find me on LinkedIn, search up Miguel Warren, Payoneer. Happy to always have a conversation with anyone interested to learn more about how Payoneer can help them go global.
Thank you so much, Miguel.
Cheers, Derek. Thank you.
Okay, that was Miguel Warren of Payoneer. If you want any of the show notes or get in touch with Miguel or Payoneer, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/273. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.